Hello, my name is Lillian Ogazi, and this is Nigeria Daily. Bread in Nigeria could be said to be one of the staple and most eaten meals in most Nigerian homes, be it sliced, agege, buttered, or even coconut flavored. Bread is usually available on most tables in Nigeria. For a while now, we have seen cases of rise in the cost of bread and even baking ingredients. Just recently, no fewer than 206 bakeries shut down their activities in the 17 local government areas of Yobe State. How are the bakers surviving? What is truly happening in Yobe? Well, I had a chat with a bakery owner who is on the verge of closing down. Let's listen to his story.
My name is Luca. I'm in Bakery Association. I'm secretary. Some of our colleagues has been leave the business. Why? Because the issue of this flour, sugar, and others. We have about 110 in Damaturu, but now we have 20 or 25 bakery houses that are using.
So you, is your bakery affected?
Affected, yes, ma'am.
So how are you coping?
So now we are doing, we have an association, you know. At times, if we have, we are assist our colleagues so that they will do it their own business. But now the existence one maybe is 20 to 25 their existence.
Okay, so how are you surviving? How are you moving your business? How are you making your money? How are you coping just so that you won't close down like your other people have closed down?
At times, you know, we have an association, as I told you before. So at times we help our colleagues. If today I make my own, I will give you so that you can go and sell it so that you will get some and you will bring me the bags.
Okay. Okay, so you used to help your colleague when you bake. How much are you making now and how much do you used to make before? So how are you surviving and even paying your people salary?
We are paying them salary. We just reduce the salary. Why? Because the demand, how we are demanding the tools, we just reduce the salary. If we are paying them less, 1,000 per day, but now it's 300 per day. So we are paying them salary like this.
And they still come and work normal?
They will come and work normal.
So how are you sustaining? You know, we had flour and sugar has increased, so that your bakery will not close down. How are you making your extra money to be able to buy all those things?
We are just doing, as last we are doing like 5 bags or 6, but now we are doing 2 or 3. Why? Because they higher the price of the flour and sugars.
Now that you are buying 2 bags,
yes, ma'am.
How many bread do you make in a day compared to when you were buying 5 bags?
We are doing not more than 200 pieces or 300 pieces at these 2 bags. But before we are doing about 400 and 400 above.
So with this now, do you see yourself closing your bakery anytime soon if it increases more than this? Do you think you will close if it increases?
There is possibility that we can close. Why? Because the money has been increased. We don't have access to do. We don't have any access. If the money has increased, at least we will leave the bread.
So did this lack of naira, did it affect your bakery when there was no naira note?
Has been affected our bakery.
How? People have been transacting in cash?
People are just coming to our bakery. We don't have a POS. At times, transfer is not going. Has been affected us.
That was Luca, a bakery owner in Yobe, speaking. Is it just a Yobe pandemic or it's nationwide? The PRO, National Association of Masters, Bakers and Caterers Association of Nigeria, tells us.
My name is Kabiru Hassan Abdullahi. I'm the public relations officer of the National Association of Master Bakers and the Caterers of Nigeria. It's even more than that, because those figures that you are calling is the figures that we can be able to get, those that are registered with us. But I'm sure the number of bakeries are closed down in that particular area are more than that.
Okay. So what is causing this?
Well, the trend is the same everywhere. But with an exception of Yobe, Adamawa, and the Maiduguri, those that are affected with insecurity of Boko Haram play a vital role in making them to close down. But I'm sure what makes the baker in Yobe to close and in Yobe, Maiduguri, and Adamawa is similar in Kano, Lagos, Bayelsa, and Port Harcourt.
So what exactly is it? Is it, because I know for other, the parts you mentioned, insecurity. So what exactly is happening with bakers in Nigeria?
But skyrocketing hike in the price of our raw material, because flour is the number one raw material used by bakers. And fortunately for us, or unfortunately for us, the substantial part of wheat that we are using, we are importing it from the abroad. Are you getting me?
Yes.
So they are buying it in dollar. So when the price of dollar go up, the price of the flour, wheat flour, will go up. And fortunately for us here in Nigeria, most of the flour mills are owned by foreigners.
Okay.
Yes.
So this is what is affect. What can be done to save this? And have we seen this happening in other parts of the country?
Yes, it's the same everywhere. Because I'm sure in Kano, more than 50% of bakeries close down. If you go to Lagos, it's the same. If you go to Anambra, if you go to Yobe and Katsina, it's the same everywhere.
So how can we save this situation? As the National PRO of Bakers, how is the association helping?
We have done our best by sending different letters to the authority concerned and doing what we normally used to do in a situation of that nature by withdrawing in service. But almost to no avail. Nobody listened to us.
That was Kabiru Hassan Abdullahi, PRO, National Association of Master Bakers and Caterers Association of Nigeria. You are listening to Nigeria Daily. We'll be going on break. Do stay. You're welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. In this episode, we are looking at the fate of baking industry in Nigeria, as over 200 bakeries have shut down in Yobe, amongst other parts of Nigeria. How would this affect Nigerians? Owing to the fact that jobs will be lost and bread, our staple food will be less available. Well, let's hear from a public affairs analyst.
My name is Professor Aliu Mampa, head of Department of Public Administration, University of Maiduguri, Nigeria. Well, to be honest with you, it is this policy of cashless and this monetary policy by the Central Bank of Nigeria that has reduced the minimum withdrawal in some places to 20,000. In some places, the cashes are not even there. And you see, all these things have its own multiplier effects on the informal sector, especially as you rightly pointed out, in the bakery sector, which is also one of the largest employer of labor in the informal sector. So that is the issue.
Okay.
The cash crunch has not only affected the production, but it's also affected the market.
Hmm.
That means the rate of consumption, and that is seriously an issue.
Okay. So one of the stated was also inflation, aside the cash crunch. But now let's focus on Nigerians. If over 206 bakeries have been shut down in 19 local government areas across Yobe, and we see that this is happening in other parts of the country, we see that job loss is happening. Now, what do you make out of this? As a public affairs analyst, what do you make out of this? The fact that we have most likely thousands of people out of job in the economy at this point in time.
You see, that's what I said earlier, that this is not good for our economy, considering the multiplier effect it will have on business. Because if you look at the circular flow of income, the informal sector, most particularly the households, are contributing a very large chunk as to the economy. But as we are saying now, because of the cashless policy, people do not have money. There are even people that are now even engaging in other business aside this bakery of a thing you are saying. But since this cash crunch, they don't even go out for business again. And this is seriously having implication, not only to the livelihood, but to the economy in general. Now, what we are saying in essence is that, just take for instance, if at an average, three or four people are employed as casual workers in this bakery, and today, because of the fact that there's a downturn in production, which in turn affects the margin of gain in the industry, the bakery operators have no option rather than either to cut off the number of the staff they have or even to shoot down the bakery if they cannot meet up even at the break even level. That is also the issue. And this is also affecting, it's not peculiar to the bakery, as I said. It is also peculiar. It's also the same picture in some of the informal sector.
Okay.
If you look at the grain market, for example, the cattle market, the vegetable market and what have you, which constitutes a kind of what? A very huge market and employer of labor. That means informal sector, most especially in the northern part of Nigeria, the story are almost the same.
All right, so what is the way forward? How is there a way this can be salvaged?
Yes. Just last week, precisely 2-3 days ago, the governor of Central Bank has made a policy statement that they want to cushion the effects of this cash crunch. And they have directed the banks to open on Saturdays and Sundays so that people have available cash. And this will translate into more money in the hands of people, and a lot of businesses will pick up. And we hope that with this possibility, it will also revamp the economy.
Okay, so but in terms of inflation and cost of, because they said it's beyond cash crunch. So in terms of inflation now, what can be done to alleviate these people? Because they're complaining of the cost of ingredients.
Well, you see, that is just it. When we're talking about cost here, we're not only talking about the economic cost, which is the cost in terms of money, but we also talk about the opportunity cost. Some of the alternatives that have been foregone in order to pursue this. So what I'm telling you in essence is that, yes, it is definitely going to be a kind of what? It's going to be costly, because what we are saying in essence is that if you go to the market, for example, maybe a bag of wheat that ought to have gone for 10,000 naira, they have a kind of what? They have a kind of different prices. They will tell you, for example, if you are going to buy it with cash, they are going to sell it at 10,000. But maybe if you are going to use electronic means, that means whether POS or transfer, it will go for what? It will go for 15 or 17,000. Mm. That in itself is a kind of what? A kind of additional burden to the producer, most especially with regard to the raw materials that need to be utilized for this production. The same thing applies to transport and other services. So that is the issue. Mm. And even in some rare cases where you have the POS, before the coming of this cash crunch, you will agree with me that an average charge for POS is maybe for every 10,000 naira, you pay either 300 or in some places 200 naira. But we have reached a threshold when for every 1,000 naira, you'll be charged 100 naira. Mm. Or we have even some situation where you'll be charged for each 50,000 naira, you have been charged 10,000. So, and this is seriously pushing the price of these goods and services upward. That is all. And when you come to Tamil also, you know, most of them, since the power is not stable, you have to rely on what? You have to rely on diesel, you have to rely on petrol and what have you. In most of the petrol stations, most especially also those that are still selling at government-regulated prices, they will tell you that they don't accept electronic transfer. All they need is cash. And how do you get the cash?
Back to the issues.
That was Professor Ali Umampa, a public affairs analyst, speaking. We hope all of this will be sorted out in due time. God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. To everyone whose voices we heard on the show, we say a big thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, and you can download this and other episodes of our podcast on dailytrust.com, Buzzsprout.com, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio by simply searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, Unity FM 93.3 in Jos, Badegi Radio 90.1 in Mina, and Sawaba FM 104.9 in Hadija. If you intend to sponsor an episode of Nigeria Daily, call us or send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913-893-3390, or you can reach us via our social media handles on Instagram and Twitter at @daily_trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.